Okay, this might be a bit of Brahma's creation here. What's really going on here? Well, Brahma is obviously indulging and afflicted by the this realm of the modes of nature, the gunas, which is of course what this creation is made of, is thus affecting his mind and consciousness, taking the form of bodies, of course, different from our bodies, but at a different level, that he then cast off one after another, as he gradually returned to his senses or whatever. Again, seeking to come back to his mind. By pulling his consciousness up from this bewildering illusions of this dream of world, he then decided it's time to beget offspring. The form of great enlightened sages, reflecting that elevated consciousness. And so I did, the Kumaras, however they used to beget any offspring, children, being rather uninterested in this dreamy world of illusion, since they were themselves awake. Brahma, their father, he then actually became angry well, which fathers sometimes do when their children don't behave as expected. So then Rudra appeared. And that's the way the story goes. Let's see what Rudra is really about there.